Get it? The Bird Show.
Mo, so there you are in New York, and it just made sense, man. Two neighbors getting in a fist fight?
Nothing screams New York City like a good old fist fight on a Sunday afternoon. And that's exactly what I witnessed when I was at a barbecue for my family. So obviously I don't live at this place, but in trying to gather information from my aunt who does, I put together what I believe they were fighting over. But for me, literally, it was like a point in the barbecue. It's a lot of people there. It's a lot of interaction. So every once in a while, like, I'll just need 5 minutes to just go be by myself and just to relax for a second. So I take my drink and I'm sitting on the stoop, which is like one of my favorite things to do in New York. And I'm just people watching.
So stupor, like if you're not from the Northeast, you don't even know what a stoop is.
What would you, a porch?
Front porch.
Front porch.
Is it front porch or stairs that are leading down to the
road? It's stairs.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting like on the top of the stairs and everything is happening in the back. And then I come out to the front to get some peace and quiet, ironically, is what I was intending to do.
So wait a second. You're getting peace and quiet out of the house and you're going into the streets of New York to get peace and quiet?
Not technically, not the streets. Just right on the stoop. Because this is a quiet neighborhood. So, well, normally. So I'm like, all right, this is cool. I'm enjoying the breeze.
Where in New York are you?
I'm taking it in. I'm in Long Island at this point.
Okay.
So I'm just chilling, and then I see like someone parks, and which was normal, and it almost appeared as if the other lady was waiting for this lady to park. So to my understanding, they have parking spaces, but not official parking spaces in this neighborhood.
So it's the kind of thing, like, if you park there every day, you'll almost assume, same here in our parking lot, right? If you're there over and over and over again, you just assume you inherit that parking spot.
Exactly that. So I guess one of the ladies kind of moved in recent times, and she's not here for the whole, like, everybody has their own little parking space thing. She feels like if I get there first and it's open, I'm parking there, right? So it's become somewhat of a competition where these two ladies don't even want to move their cars, like, because they don't want to have to fight over this parking spot. And I get it, because the way this street is, if you're on one side of the street, then you have to deal with street sweeping when they come and clean the side. So you have to constantly move your car twice a week. Whereas if you're on the other side, you just leave it there. Nothing's going on. So I guess she had had enough. And the lady is like, she's double parked in her car. And then the parking spot in front of the home is open. But the other lady drives around. I guess she was just getting home, and she parks the car. Mm-hmm. And the lady that was double parked now drives up to kind of like block her into the space. So now she's double parked. She immediately gets out the car.
Uh-oh.
So I'm on the stoop like, oh, it's about to be good. I don't know what's about to happen, but I'm here. So she gets out.
Make some popcorn.
She gets out and she says, basically, she's yelling at her, I'm tired of this. You know, this is my spot. All these other spaces. Why do you have to park in this one every single time? And she just keeps like cursing at her. So then the other lady gets out and then she's like, you know what? Today is the right day. Like, basically.
Here we go.
Yeah, she was going through something. She wasn't there for it this day.
It's not the wrong day. It's the right day.
Oh, you got the right person on the right day. So I'm like, oh, they're about to fight. Like, this is a real thing.
Are these women in their 20s, 30s, 40s? What's it look like?
I would say 40s.
Okay.
They were both probably in their 40s. And then so the lady who gets out the car that's parked, she like goes, they both like going to meet each other. They're going around the cars to meet each other. I'm thinking it's going to be like a shouting match. No, the lady who told her you picked the right day hit her with her phone. Like, she had her phone in her hand and hit the lady in the face.
What?
With the phone. So the lady reacts like, oh, no, you didn't. And then, like, she puts her hands up. They start legit having a full-blown fist fight.
You never think that's going to happen when you're watching it all go down. Because most people don't really want to get into it.
Right.
They want to get nose-to-nose and then have somebody break it up. Not women, though.
No.
It's different.
They fight.
Yes.
And then, of course, I go to grab my phone, and I didn't bring my phone. It's upstairs. But I don't want to run and get it because I don't want to miss the fight.
Did you ever once, before you continue to tell your story, think, maybe I should intervene before this gets into a fight?
Absolutely not. That is not my business. No. But thank God the husband ends up coming out. He runs out because I guess he saw the fight from the window or wherever he was. So now he's trying to break them up. Like, he runs and he's pulling them apart. As he's pulling them apart, the lady who got hit with the phone, she snatches her phone and throws it like as far as she can. It goes down to the intersection, and then a car runs over this lady's phone. What? Just tossed her phone. So she's now calling Eli, like, oh, you ain't just throw my phone. So she's trying to fight her. So the husband is legit trying to, like, keep them off of each other. And then the cops finally come. Somebody must have called the cops. And the husband is, like, begging the other lady to not press charges. Hmm. But she's, like, bleeding out of her ear. I don't know how that happened.
She's like, she bitch slapped me with the phone. Yes, of course I'm going to press charges.
Yes, I'm pressing all the charges. But she's bleeding out the ear. The other lady is still trying to get to her. The husband's trying to hold them back. The cops are trying to figure out what exactly happened. They looked at me like they was about to ask me questions. I went right back in the house. I didn't see nothing. It's not my business. But yes, two ladies got into a full-blown fist fight on a Sunday over a parking
space. You didn't want to be a witness?
No. No. Please leave me alone. I was not even here.
We've had too many bouncers and security guards on that have said that, look, when two dudes get into a fight at a bar or when they're approaching each other, what they really want is to, like, bow up, and they want the fight to be broken up before they actually get into fisticuffs. With women, they've said, it's different. Two women lock in on each other, there are going to be fist thrown. This is not a threat. They are going in. And that's how you know, like, break it up, because it is really going to come to fisticuffs.
That's a fact.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.